Ray Bentley is a Michigan native who played pro football for 10 years, including in two Super Bowls with the Buffalo Bills. The Hudsonville High School graduate played his college football at Central Michigan for 13 seasons now. He's been in the booth for ESPN and ABC coverage of college football games. Along with football, his other passion is writing. He'll be in Lansing to discuss Driftwood this week. Current State Scott Pohl has talked with Ray Bentley about his first novel. Is this his first writing project, Scott?
Well, no, Mark. Driftwood is his first work of fiction for grown-ups, but Ray Bentley has published 7 children's books over the years. Driftwood is about an old football player who's still trying to win a championship. And speaking of championships, Ray Bentley says he thinks Michigan State will hoist the national title trophy at the end of the upcoming season. Ray Bentley, welcome to Current State.
Glad to be here, Scott. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us about your book, Driftwood. What's the basis of your first novel for adults, Driftwood? What's going on here?
You know, it's a football story set in Buffalo, where I played, and it's about an old, grizzled-up linebacker, 18-year veteran, his last chance at glory to win the Mega Bowl for Buffalo. They haven't been to the playoffs in, like, 20 years, and it's just kind of a bad situation. But they get a new coach. The owner's real old. He brings his daughter in to take over for him after he's gone, and then it gets interesting and fun because the hero, Driftwood, and the general manager of the team kind of both vie for her affections, and so you got some good stuff going on off the field, and then you follow the Blizzard all the way to the Mega Bowl.
This sounds like there are lots of parallels with your real career, maybe, to some extent, and professional football in Buffalo to some extent.
Well, they say you write about what you know, and having gone through all that, that's kind of where I landed with it. But there is, it's fiction. Let me make sure everyone understands that. But it does draw on a lot of my experiences, obviously, and I think people will recognize some of that stuff when they read the book.
I think Buffalo Blizzard is a perfect name for a pro sports team in Buffalo.
Yeah, I've been through a few of those, I can agree.
Why take the approach of writing a novel as opposed to maybe some sort of a memoir about your football days?
You know, that's probably down the road a little bit, but I'm not entirely comfortable with that at this point, necessarily. And my dream, kind of growing up, I had a parallel path going where I wanted to be a writer and I wanted to play football. And I accomplished the football part of it and hadn't done much with the writing. And so, you know, in that dream, it was writing novels, you know. And so that's what I went after first here. I might do a memoir down the road. We'll see what happens.
Did you study writing in some fashion when you went to Central Michigan?
Yeah, I was an English major, and, you know, I majored in eligibility my first couple years, not sure what I wanted to do, and looked at all the classes I'd taken, and most of them were English, and that, you know, was obviously where my interest was lying, and so I, you know, followed up and took a lot of classes there, and then I published and written 7 different children's books over the years as well, but those weren't quite as fulfilling as what a 448-page novel is.
We're talking with Ray Bentley, the college football TV analyst who has published his first novel. It's called Driftwood. Ray, I wanted to ask you also about your previous writing publications, children's books. You have 7 children's books on the market.
Yeah, and that kind of grew out of my family life. My wife and I have 5 children, and they're all grown up now, obviously, but at one point they were all under the age of 10, so we had a houseful. And it was real important to us to develop in them a love for books and reading. I think it's one of the keys to success in life is your ability to handle the written word and appreciate it. And so, you know, I would read children's books to them nightly, and I would get frustrated and disgusted with the quality of some of them. And after complaining long enough, my wife said, "Well, why don't you write your own then?" And kind of a light bulb went off in my head. I'm like, "Yeah, why don't I?" And that's what got it started. I came up with Darby the Dinosaur as my original character, did 3 books with him, and then came up with Bubba Gator and the Gator Family and did 3 books there. And I also did another book for Rogers Department Store, which has gone out of business now in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
You have 3 sons. Are they football players?
They were. My son Jake just finished up. He played 4 years at Central, following in Dad's footsteps. And then his final year, he had another year of eligibility, played at Ferris. My son TJ was real good in high school and played for a year up at Northwood and then decided it wasn't for him. And then my son Rich played till he was like a sophomore and hurt his back, and so he focused on basketball and was quite a good basketball player.
Well, as much as we've learned about what happens late in life, later in life, to lots of football players, it might leave you with something of a good feeling to know that your sons haven't continued to play. How do you feel about that?
I just want them to be happy and do what they want to do. If they want to play football, then, you know, they understand the risks. They've seen me, you know, and what I've gone through over the years. So, you know, I didn't really try to steer them either way. But they wanted to do it because that's what Dad did, and you get that a lot. And so I support them 100% regardless of what it is they want to do.
Ray Bentley is the author of Driftwood, a new novel about football. He has a pro football history of his own, having played 10 years of pro football. And he'll be signing copies of Driftwood on Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Schuler Bookstore in the Eastwood Town Center. I want to ask you a couple of general questions about the upcoming college football season.
Sure.
What kind of schedule do you know about at this point? Which sorts of games will you be covering yourself this year?
That's a good question. I wish I had an answer. I know my week one assignment will be Texas State at Florida State, September 5th, 8 p.m. on ESPN News. But the way they usually hand out the assignments, they call it a six-day pick, which means I find out on Sunday where I'm going that following Saturday. So it doesn't really give me a lot of heads-up time, but it's kind of fun and exciting. It's like opening up a new present every Sunday.
What do you make of Big Ten football this season? Everybody is expecting Ohio State to be really good again, having come off a national championship. Michigan State, we would like to think, here in East Lansing, right on their heels. What's your thoughts about the Big Ten this season?
Yeah, I think it's back to the Big Two, and you just mentioned those two. Those are two really fine football programs, football teams, and I think it's going to, you know, come down to that day when Michigan State plays Ohio State as far as who is going to be your Big Ten champion. I don't see a whole lot coming out of the other division. You know, you got Wisconsin, Nebraska. Minnesota, I think, is going to be good this year. I'm looking for them maybe to knock off TCU week one and shed a lot of tears in the Big 12. But to me, I like the Spartans all the way. I think Mark D'Antonio has done an outstanding job. And you got a senior quarterback like Connor Cook rolling there. And in the way they play defense historically, I don't think they'll miss a beat losing the coordinator Narduzzi, and I really think they're going to have it this year.
You say you like Michigan State all the way. We need to know what you mean by that. Do you mean do you mean into the playoffs after the season?
I'm not going to sell it short. I never do. I'm when I say all the way, brother, I mean all the way. In fact, I just filled out my predictions for ESPN that they're going to post, and I had Michigan State taking on Baylor in a rematch from last year's bowl game in the national title game, and the Spartans come out on top.
Well, Ray, you're going to have a lot of fans happy to see
right?
your face here on Wednesday at the Schuler Bookstore in the Eastwood Town Center.
Yeah, I know how to butter them up a little bit.
There you go. Ray Bentley's new novel is called Driftwood. As I just mentioned, he'll be signing copies at the Schuler Bookstore in the Eastwood Town Center at 7 o'clock on Wednesday evening. Great talking with you, Ray. Good luck with the book and enjoy the football season.
Thanks, Scott, and I really look forward to greeting and meeting all the people that come on out. Come on out and see me. We'll talk a little football and have some fun on Wednesday night.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.